Thanks for joining me for the first installment of Views of the Pitch here at SportsPalooza.com. I am EJ Garr. You may recognize me as EJ the Rainmaker in the social circles. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of news to discuss around here. I'm bringing back a bunch of shows. SportsPalooza is back. SportsPalooza is back. And it's great. Lisa and I are coming back, and we have a lot to announce and a lot to discuss. But for today, we are here because of one thing, really, because football, soccer, the beautiful game that it is, really, it just gives us all the reasons to be fans, to be writers, to be analysts, to be pundits. Hey, whatever you may be, you know what? I'm pretty much all of those myself, for sure. So, you know, I really also hope that you all are going to recognize that interaction with the fans and athletes, authors, and tipsters out there certainly is something that we want to attract here on Views of the Pitch here at SportsPalooza.com. Hey, now, listen, among some other reasons, listen, the fans are really what makes sports what they are. I mean, think about it. The roar of the crowd, the supporters sections for both the home and the away sides. I'll tell you what, and the away supporters, to me, are the ultra fans out there. Hey, listen, when you hook up with a few thousand of your good friends and you invade someone else's grounds, oh, baby. That's just taking it to the next level stuff. I dig all that. Either way, listen, when you're there at those games and you literally feel a different kind of excitement, hopefully you've all had the pleasure of being on both sides of that crowd. Let me see it, please. I love when people take pics and videos from the venue, so I've created a few different spots to hopefully see you fans posting pics and vids and share them. Listen, check it out. Twitter and Facebook saw new accounts made last night. And yes, it's as easy as it sounds. On Twitter, at Views of the Pitch. That's the username. And Facebook as well, Facebook.com/Views of the Pitch. And man, now you just see what happens when you get there. It's all about just to say, like I mentioned, post what happens for you. It's for everyone. It's for anyone to share their experiences. Whenever something that just happened on the pitch affected you enough to record it, you capture that moment that only you can really get right there and there. Only you can do that. Either at the game, even when you're home watching a match, it's just worth you sharing that. And sharing what you're going through with people, and you know it, even total strangers out there, because we're all just fans of the game. We're all just fans of the game. Ah, man, now that's the fun part of being a fan. I hope that's exactly what that ends up being, just fun. And of course, that's not another reason why we're here is because the games themselves, the matches, the fixtures on the field, on the pitch, however you describe it, man, it's all football and soccer to me. I love it. I love to discuss it. And as usual, hey, listen, this weekend holds plenty of interest for plenty of fans out there because most of the European leagues are down to their final rounds of their respective campaigns. And we're not just talking about like all the most recognized leagues and Premier League and Bundesliga, Serie A, Spain, of course. Champions League and Europa League bids for next season will mostly all be decided over the next month from league play. Of course, some already have. And on the other hand, the relegation and demotion side of it from top tier to second tier in any league can have some pretty long-lasting effects. And that said, all it means to me is that there's still plenty of pressure, plenty of clubs who have different reasons to finish strong or be remembered for something else, which means not finishing strong. And speaking of not finishing strong, well, I'll go right to the Premier League. Storylines point to the bottom of the table because most of the upper portions, obviously, the standings are set. There's really not much to talk about there, man. City's going to be holding a big trophy. They're going to have waiting for them on the final day of the campaign. And Man U, Liverpool, and Tottenham are certainly going to grab those other three Champions League spots as well from the four that come out of the Premier League. So, you know what? Burnley and Arsenal, they could end up battling for that Europa League qualifying bid for that finishing in sixth place. But will they? Regardless, Stoke and Southampton have a lot of work to do to avoid relegation, and neither are exactly playing good football, certainly not in form, so they're not doing anything to stop it from happening. Also, scheduling down the stretch in Premier League, craziness. The campaign ends on May 13th, okay? They still have round 31 matches to be squeezed in here. And, through it all, there's 44 matches left throughout the rest of the campaign in less than a month. that should bring a little clarity to you. There's a lot of football to be played. Of course, the FA Cup, the semis are going to be played this weekend as well. Man U and Tottenham on Saturday, and Southampton and Chelsea on Sunday. That's why you don't see them on the Premier League schedule for the weekend. And, you know, it's Premier League's obviously you have to have your eye on that. Everyone has their eye on Premier League because you kind of have to. So, yeah, definitely I'm gonna be having plays for that down the stretch here. So I love putting plays on the board. Of course, I've been covering Premier League back from my DSI days. Boy, what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and 3 years ago, and years. My God, how many years did I cover Premier League? I love it. All right, let's run around the whole globe this weekend, though. I start Friday with another round of MLS getting underway. Sporting KC will be hosting Vancouver. Of course, Kai Kamara's groin looks like it's going to keep him out for this one. Evans and Gutierrez will be sitting out for KC as well. Of course, that hasn't slowed them down at all. Hey, Sporting, what, since their opening season defeat to New York City, what, they've reeled off 4 wins and 2 draws? And there they sit atop of the West standings. Pretty good result to show for it. 4 points clear of LA and Vancouver, who, like mentioned, they'll be facing. And it'll be a big match to start the week. Of course, 10 more MLS matches kick off this weekend, 8 on Saturday, 2 more on Sunday. And I really can't help but jump to the last game that you see this weekend with Portland and NYCFC. I can imagine that Coach Gio might have a flashback or two taking on NYCFC in the U.S. Open Cup when he was with the New York Cosmos, all of which I was in attendance for, and all were wins for the Cosmos. And, of course, how that situation has changed with the NASL and the lower divisions of soccer in America, which I really think sucks. I mean, to say that the U.S. is just not an organized, really just not even, it's just an understatement. You know, every other league on planet Earth has something in place that just works. And I'll expand on that mess in the future. I'm not going to get into that today. Anyway, like I mentioned, Portland and Coach Gio, hey, finally got that first win together last weekend with their 3-2 win over Minnesota. Boy, after blowing that 2-0 lead in Orlando the weekend before, I lose 3-2. I mean, I wonder if Coach Gio misses Jimmy Mauer now. Yeah, he's over in Dallas, obviously, who's playing pretty well himself. Dallas is the only team in the West without a loss, and only 3 goals have found the back of that net in Dallas through their first 5 outings. Yeah, we already have, 10 clubs who have given up double-digit goals in MLS, so for Dallas to only have allowed 3 so far, yeah, that puts that in perspective, doesn't it? Hey, that Jimmy Mauer guy, yeah, he's pretty good. No, trust me, after 3 years of working with the Cosmos, I've seen it all. His backup isn't bad either, because Kyle Zobek is my man. Man, those two, I've interviewed both of those guys 10 times between them. Go look at sportsradio.sportspalooza.com and look at my Into the Cosmos interviews. You'll see those two names up and down that list. But Coach Gio in there as well. 4 or 5 times with Coach Gio. Yeah. Anyway, for those of you who do like that handicapping side of my life, which is that EJ, the Rainmaker guy, you will be getting a play or two from me from that Portland NYCFC match on Sunday. I mentioned falling apart a bit when I was talking earlier. And how about Toronto so far? Don't win the Champions League loss the other day. And at home, no less, they have 1 win from their 4 MLS outings so far in the early going. And obviously, after last season, now the expectations were not to go completely backwards. Cellar dwellers, baby. Ouch. Toronto heads to Houston on Saturday. And those two have mustered up 1 win between, what, 1 win each this year? Not good. They played 5 matches so far. And, they let a 2-1 lead in San Jose slip away last weekend. They had to settle for a road point there, which, of course, road points are good. But, man, they were up 2-1. They let that extra 2 points go. And, of course, the Earthquakes are another club who won opening weekend and haven't won their last four. They're 0-2-2 in their last 4 outings. And they'll be headed to Orlando, and where the Lions are certainly riding a nice 3-game win streak coming into this weekend. And that should be a good one. Some fireworks happening there in that Atlanta Galaxy game. It features 2 second-place clubs from the West and the East, respectively, on the pitch. And Atlanta looks pretty good so far in their inaugural campaign in MLS. 4-1-1, 13 points. Like I mentioned, hanging out in solid second place over there. Certainly 2 or 3 decent matches around the league this weekend. And I'll be giving out my plays to the good people who are following me on Tipster. Of course, that's Tipster, T-I-P-S-T-R-R, with 2 R's. There's no E in that. Just look for EJ the Rainmaker. That's my ID over there, and you can use your PayPal or Skrill or NetTeller account, you'll be able to grab my plays over there. It's only like $70 a month to have all my plays for the month. You really? Yeah, there's giving away plays and having me on your side when it comes to handicapping and doing all that kind of stuff because it's guaranteed. And I like that kind of stuff because, hey, listen, you make money when you follow my stuff. That's what I do. And there's five different ways to purchase some stuff. Although you do a weekly, monthly, however you like. I'm going to be talking about France Ligue 1 this weekend. I made three plays from that PSG Monaco match the other day and banged all three of those. And similarly, this weekend, the first half, look at the lines on that play. That's screaming value. And the both teams to score prop in the first half with the Gangon Monaco match. It's plus 330. A plus 330 for it to be a 1-1 match in the Gangon Monaco match. Now, I'm going to have some other league plays this weekend. I'm going to give that little tip away because there's value screaming there. Yeah, 1-1 halftime in Gangon. That's all we ask for. Boy, cash a ticket. Champions League and Europa League action, of course, resumes next week. The semifinals featuring AS Roma, La Magica. Yeah, if you can't tell it, that's my club. Only since 1983. Roma taking on Liverpool April 24th, which happens to be my father's birthday, who's not with us anymore. I hope that kind of bodes even well. I don't know how that's going to really affect the match, but Real Madrid, of course, and Bayern Munich face off in the other semi on April 25th. And boy, how about La Magica? I mean, like I said, being the Roma fan that I am since the early 80s, seeing Roma hand Barcelona at 3-0 beatdown, I mean, to lose 4-1 in that first leg. And then, obviously, when Manolas scored that third goal and his reaction going over the sidelines. I mean, I'm trying to contain myself now. It gives me tears in my eyes. And seeing that whole video, and I saw a whole bunch of people posting their videos from Roma Stadium. And they, I think I say, I'll be in sport, put together something, some cool collage about everybody's celebration time in Roma Stadium. See, I love that stuff, man. So, yeah, I see Roma in the semifinals of Champions League. It's just like, wow. Of course, Totti gone. And, of course, he's on the sidelines for every match now, and that's cool. And the Europa League semi-star on April 26th, right behind that. And Arsenal will be hosting Atletico Madrid in the first leg. Marseille and Copenhagen will be, man, that's a nice tie in France, too. May 3rd, we'll all switch venues and play the second leg. So, definitely keep an eye on that. I'll almost certainly be back again before Monday or to discuss some of those matches and more. Holy cow. I just want to get that new show started here and let you know what's going on at Sportspalooza. We're running out of time here, okay? So here's the scoop. Sportspalooza.com, people. Lisa and I are revamping our site. We're getting back to doing what we love. We're going to be interviewing athletes and authors and doctors and people, everybody who's in sports for some kind of reason who has a cool story to talk about. Of course, you remember our time at Sportspalooza before. My God, we had every good cause and every good story you could talk about. We talked about it. We're going to be doing it again because we love that stuff. It's what we do. You know, when you do what you love what you do. That's what we do here. So, yeah, we have a couple new shows coming up. This is one of them. This is my soccer show, Views of the Pitch. And, man, I'm going to run these shows until I'm dead or until I can't walk or can't breathe. Again, check out Views of the Pitch on the Facebook and Twitter feeds. Please post some of your experiences and give out your opinions of some of the matches as well. I'll certainly discuss some stuff with anybody. Whatever it is you want to share, you want to say it, I want to hear it. So blurt it out. Yell at me. Make it good. Have fun, people. Life is better with football. Fans like us make it more spicy. So, okay, listen, let's get out of here. Like I said, you want my plays, head over to rainmaker.sportspalooza.com and it'll lead you over to the tipster site. $35 a week and $70 a month to be able to get my Rainmaker plays. Pretty phenomenal deal. Of course, I am EJ Gar. I am that Rainmaker guy. And we'll see you next time here at Sportspalooza for Views of the Pitch. And stay tuned for this and so much more. So much more to come. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll see you here pretty soon. Ciao.